Hey guys, what's going on? You are locked into the TFG1 podcast. I'm Mike Captain Awesome Dodd, and if you aren't listening to this podcast, clearly you are a Decepticon douchebag.
Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of the TFG1 podcast, recorded on March 20th, 2009. I am your host, Michael Blanchard. Hello, this is Michael Blanchard with you again for the 8th episode of the TFG1 podcast. This podcast has been pre-recorded, even though the release date is March 20th. I am recording this on February 23rd, 24th, I forget, I don't know. The reason why I'm pre-recording these episodes is because my computer is completely fucked. I don't know what the hell's wrong with it. I was in the middle of playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas this morning, about to get into a car and start blowing shit up, and the computer just automatically froze. The game stopped, the monitor went black, and the computer did not restart. I had to hit the reset button. When I did that, the computer came back on, obviously. Duh. Well, it came back on to the lowest screen res settings that's possible. So I have backed up all my important files. There will be no supplemental episodes for a little while, so you will only be getting regular TFG1 episodes every other Friday. I don't know. This has been the last straw for me with this computer. I'm to the point where it's either going in the shop and getting repaired and being repaired to the point where it's going to fucking work fast like it's supposed to, or it's going to go in the goddamn fucking dumpster. Yeah, I'm really, really pissed this morning, or this afternoon, whenever the hell this is going to air or record, I don't know. Yeah, sorry folks, no more supplementals for a little while. I do have tons of plans for them, and I will do them eventually, but right now, this is episode 8. Let's get into some episodes today.
Compute quickly!
Wow! Did you guys make that slick doohickey?
And just what does your doohickey do?
Nothing really. It's just a model of a solar power tower.
Don't be so modest, Grapple. The real tower will create gigawatts of energy, and it'll also...
Cool it, Hoist. Prime, we want to construct a full-size tower. The energy benefits would be enormous.
I agree completely. But how do you intend to protect it from the Decepticons? Perhaps you didn't consider that.
No, Optimus. I'm afraid I didn't.
Then I must regretfully withhold approval of the tower. If it ever fell into Megatron's hands.
Condition magenta. Power glide shot down by enemy fire in Sector 3. Emergency. Emergency.
Power glide needs help.
Say no more, Prime. Let's go, Grapple. The action will do us a world of good.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Hoist. I should give up solar architecture and become a grease monkey. Then my genius might be appreciated.
There. That ought to do it. Hey, hey, hey! Airborne is reborn! Thanks a zillion! And away we go!
You see the value of my power tower, don't you, Hoist?
Of course I do.
Well then, let's build it, you and I.
What?
I said, why don't we...
I heard you the first time. But you must have a glitch in your circuits. Optimus Prime said no!
We can't let the Decepticons intimidate us. Think of the energy it would create.
Think of the energy it would take to build it. Two of us can't do it alone.
Yes, I guess you're right. I suppose it is a selfish dream. But someday, somehow, My solar power is going to become a reality.
Grapple, I don't like the vibrations here. Let's roll.
Constructicons!
Quick!
Reverse!
We're trapped!
Hold your fire, Autobots!
And miss a chance to nail you? Never!
Hoist! Landslide!
First up today is the Master Builder to synopsize this episode. We begin this episode, Grapple and Hoist are looking at a model of a solar power tower that Grapple has designed. However, because he did not think about how to protect the tower from the Decepticons, Optimus Prime denies his request to build it until more security measures can be taken. Grapple wants himself and Hoist to build it, but Scrapper is nearby, listening in. Then Hoist and Grapple see all of the Constructicons and are trapped by the evil Decepticon builders. The Constructicons strike a deal with the unwitting, foolish Autobots, but they want proof. At the Decepticon base, the Constructicons tell Megatron that they are loyal to the Decepticon cause, but they wanted to get this solar power tower.
Excuse me.
Solar power tower built so that the Decepticons can steal the energy it produces. The Constructicons are really putting on a show for Grapple and Hoist, and the Autobots know nothing about it. At the Autobot headquarters, Prime and a few of the others are playing a basketball game. Yeah, okay. Giant fucking robots playing basketball. When Trax gets slightly injured and states that he has been having a hard time getting an appointment with Hoist for repair. Prime knows that isn't like Hoist, and Spike tells the leader that Hoist and Grapple have been gone all day. Powerglide is sent out to find them. When Powerglide finds them and reports back to Optimus Prime, the leader wants to find out why Grapple and Hoist would even want to be in an alliance with the Decepticons. Prime assembles a raiding party, and they head out to the Solar Power Tower. When they get there, they see no sign of either of the missing Autobots. But there are plenty of Decepticons, and the battle begins. Optimus has smokescreen confused Devastator into destroying the power tower. After the Decepticons are defeated and they retreat, the Autobots begin the search for Grapple and Hoist. They find them, and Grapple feels so ashamed, but Prime forgives them both and gives them a punishment of cleaning up the destroyed rubble by themselves. Grapple and Hoist stay behind for a few minutes and marvel at how wonderful it was to have the solar power tower, and the episode ends. Now for my thoughts on this episode. Grapple is such a whiny bitch in this episode, which happens to be his and Hoist's first appearance. I haven't really noticed too many animation flubs in the last few episodes I've been watching. I think that the animation team got their acts together, and that's a good thing. Powerglide has been shown more and more in the last few episodes I've watched between this episode of the podcast and the last episode, as well as the newest Decepticon Seeker Jets, Dirge, Thrust, and Ramjet.
It'll take days to clear this rock pile.
Red Alert, why didn't you warn us?
You want to get rid of me, just like the others do.
You're more damaged than I thought.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Red Alert needs a complete overhaul.
Your logic and reason circuits are fried. You need immediate repairs. Don't give me any of that. You just want to disassemble me for spare parts. Never. I won't let you. Wait! We are your friends!
Quickly! We must rescue him before he makes his condition worse.
Megatron will regret abandoning me.
Greg, come back! You need help!
Aw, come on, Red, old buddy!
Where could he be hiding?
There. Hurry!
Oh no! I see him! Come on, Red! We'll take care of you! What's the matter? Can't you transform?
Hey! That's my car! Put it back where you found it!
Oh, sorry, Chief. It looks like a friend of mine.
No two ways about it. I gotta take that vacation.
He gave us the slip.
For his sake, I just hope we find him.
Red! Red alert! You can hide in here!
Up next is Auto Berserk. To synopsize this episode, we begin this episode. Wheeljack has invented a machine called the Negavator. It is a device that can negate anything in its path. Grapple has built an excellent bunker to house the Negavator. But Soundwave and his crazy cassettes are spying on the Autobot operation and attempt to steal the Negavator from Megatron. Red Alert and Inferno are inside the bunker, guarding it, and Red Alert is piloting the Negavator. Inferno wants some action, but Red Alert wants him to stay and guard the bunker. Optimus Prime stands in front of the Negavator, so Red Alert can't get a clear shot. Soundwave tells Rumble to eliminate resistance. The Decepticons cannot overcome the Autobots' firepower, and Soundwave calls for a full retreat without getting the Negavator. But before they leave, Rumble fires a missile into the bunker, and it hits Red Alert. It hits Red Alert, causing some damage to his brain circuits. Red Alert thinks that everyone's out to get him, and the electrical short in his brain isn't helping the situation at all. Optimus Prime commands all the Autobots, including Red Alert, to head back to the base. While driving, Rumble and the Decepticons are spying on the Autobots.
Oh, crap.
When Rumble's foot slips, causing a rock to fall where the Autobots are driving, Prime asks Red Alert to analyze the noise, and Red tells him, what noise? It's all clear. Then, the Decepticons attack, causing a rock slide. The Autobots are trying to help Red Alert, but he thinks that they are after him. And he runs from them. He hides out in a nearby city, but the Autobots still search for him. All they want to do is help Red Alert out. Red Alert hears a voice from within an empty garage and goes in, which it turns out to be Starscream, whom Megatron left behind. Starscream and Red Alert team up to show up Optimus Prime and Megatron. They attempt to steal the Negavator. Red Alert knows all of the secret entrances to the bunker since he was the security director. The two robots sneak in and get to the level 9 storage room where the Negavator is being held. The Autobots get the notification that there is trouble and head down there to find Red Alert and Starscream working together. The Autobots just want to help Red, but he goes off on them, firing the Negavator. Megatron and the other Decepticons arrive. Starscream and Red Alert get into a Starscream and Red Alert get into a scuffle. And the Decepticons, Starscream's null ray has temporarily fixed Red Alert's logic circuits, but he sets the Negavator to self-destruct, and the Autobots attack the Decepticons. After the Decepticons retreat and the Negavator explodes, Inferno goes back in to save Red Alert, and they both come out okay. Red Alert attempts to apologize, but Prime tells him not to because it was he who insisted that they test the Negavator in the first place. Now for my thoughts on this episode. Well, as you can pretty much tell, this was a specific one-shot character episode focusing on Red Alert. The only animation flub I noticed was at the very end of the episode where Red Alert is in Inferno's arms saying who needs enemies when you have friends like these. Well, after he says that, his mouth is still moving and then it goes to black. This is basically another filler episode, but I do have to point out something in between this episode and the one previously reviewed today. There are 4 gay characters in Season 2. At least that's the way it looks to me. Red Alert and Inferno, and Hoist and Grapple. To quote Seinfeld, not that there's anything wrong with that, I'm just pointing it out.
Do you have any better ideas, or is your intelligence as fleeting as your courage?
As a matter of fact, I do. Get inside Megatron and disconnect the heart of Cybertron.
Are you defective? How are we gonna do that?
Simple. We use my transmat reduction beam to shrink down to microscopic size. Then we crawl into Megatron and rip the blasted heart out. Now we'll show Megatron that bad things come in small packages.
You three ready?
Ready and waiting!
All set, Power Glide!
In a way, we go!
Decepticons, a toast! To the imminent destruction of the accursed Autobots!
Energy! We won't need to conserve it after tomorrow! We can bleed this planet dry!
Boy, these are good! I need it to refuel! Energy!
Energy!
This stuff's the greatest! Those were the good old days back on Cybertron. Didn't have to sneak around in these ugly Earth disguises.
Time to cut the jets and glide. What in the world?
Get old Cybertron, land of the metal moon.
Looks like they've over-energized. Now's our chance.
Huh?
Get us out of here, fast, Brawn. Run!
What's the... Autobots! Decepticons! Attack! I don't believe it! No matter! I'll finish the Autobots myself!
The heart of Cybertron must be in Megatron's chest, and we've got less than 2 hours to get to it.
Why's that?
Because the reductor beam will wear off and we'll return to normal size.
Now you tell us.
Yeah, and Megatron ain't big enough for the three of us.
What's that? What are they?
Electrosanitizers. They're protecting Megatron's body from microscopic impurities, and we're the impurities!
Transformers will return after these messages. We now return to the Transformers.
Let's move.
I'm sick of hiding. Stand clear and watch how a real Autobot handles those things.
That's it. Come to Papa.
Whoa, look out!
Follow me.
Where are we? Megatron's shoulder joint. His chest must be around here somewhere.
I'm glad you told us. I never could have figured that out myself.
Just hope he doesn't make any sudden moves.
Shield Perceptor!
Come, hero. Next time, stay home.
Intelligence reports Megatron within 100 miles and closing. ETA, 10 minutes.
We're somewhere in Megatron's neck, but it's hard to tell which way we're moving. He's horizontal.
You mean he's asleep?
Asleep, nothing. He's flying.
And that's bad news for the Autobots.
Look! Megatron's brain!
How come it's so quiet?
Because he isn't engaging any of his main brain functions.
Then I got a honey of an idea. Let's bash brain!
No, Brawn! It's too dangerous!
Listen to Perceptor! He's right!
There! The force field's all set to go, but it'll only hold up for 5 minutes against Megatron.
That's 5 minutes more than we'd have without it.
There he is!
Ratchet, we've got to buy Perceptor more time. Have all available Autobots ready to move out.
If you destroy his brain, he'll fall. The impact could detonate the heart of Cybertron.
It's our only chance.
What are they?
Brain impulses. Evil brain impulses. Conveying orders to the heart of Cybertron. If we can hitch a ride, it'll lead us straight to it.
Here comes one.
Grab it.
There it is. Jump.
Let's rip the wires and get out of here.
No! This thing's like a hyper bomb. One wrong move and the whole planet is rubble.
Do you think a mere force shield can stop me?
Thanks, Bumblebee.
Perceptor, look out!
He must be pounding the living daylights out of the Autobots.
One last wire.
can't make it.
The force field's down.
Got to disconnect it.
It's all over, Prime.
Not until every Autobot program is erased, Megatron.
You're finished. What?
Perceptor did it. Is it my imagination, or is this tunnel getting tighter?
It's us. We're returning to our normal size. We've got to get out of here.
Now we'll see who's finished.
Up next is Microbots. Before I start the synopsis for this episode, I would just like to mention that the audio clip for Microbots will be extremely long, which, obviously, you already heard the audio clip. But anyway, sorry about that, folks. I just felt that 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes wasn't long enough to describe what the episode was. So the audio clip for Microbots was 10 minutes long. Anyways, to synopsize this episode, we begin this episode with some archaeologists digging in South America. And they discover a strange spacecraft. Soundwave is monitoring this, and he brings it to Megatron's attention. The Decepticon leader states that it is a Decepticon ship, and you know what's inside it. At the Autobot base, Perceptor is repairing one of Ironhide's chips, and Brawn is giving him a hard time about not doing any real fighting. Bumblebee comes to the defense of Perceptor when... Comes to the defense of Perceptor when Optimus Prime comes in and tells them that they all must go to South America to see what has been discovered. The Decepticons have blazed a trail to the excavation site of their ship, which the Autobots follow in on. The humans want to open the ship up, but the Decepticons get there and blast them, scaring them away. We find out that what's inside is the Star Drive, the heart of Cybertron, and Megatron has Hook implanted inside his chest plate. Megatron now has the power that is virtually limitless, and he can destroy the Autobots with one thought and holding out his hand. Perceptor gets an idea to shrink himself and Brawn and Bumblebee in to go inside Megatron's body and disconnect the heart of Cybertron. But they do just that, barely escaping with the heart as the matter-reducing effect wears off. But the heart of Cybertron is unstable and it will explode. Brawn throws it up in the air and Prime tells Perceptor to track it when it gets to 2,000 meters above the Earth. Perceptor blasts it, saving the day, and Brawn has a newfound respect for the microscope robot, thus ending this episode. Now for my thoughts on this episode. First of all, Perceptor's microscope little thingy being a gun, come on. That never happened before. I know for a fact, I am almost 100% sure that has never happened before. And it's never happened again. That's just fucking ridiculous. But, oh well. This is another one of those one or two characters shot eps, focused on Brawn and Perceptor. And it gave some more Cybertronian background to the Decepticons when some archaeologists uncover their buried ship, which carried the heart of Cybertron. Shit. The animation in this episode was fantastic. With the Autobots micro-sized inside Megatron, it reminded me of when Unicron ate Galvatron and the other Autobots in the 86 movie. It seems the episodes and seasons progress. It seems as the episodes and season progresses, the more the character development of each character progresses. There, I think I said that right. Hell, I don't fucking know.
Word, Ironhide, is surrender. Autobots offer no resistance. resistance. Transform and start your engines.
Hop in, guys. We need all the moral support we can get.
I'd like to believe you're innocent, Autobots, but the truth must be revealed through due process of the law.
Good. Tell them anything. Just get them to surrender.
Autobots, follow my army!
Follow his commands, Autobots.
This is humiliating.
I sure hope Prime knows what he's doing.
I hope you're wrong, Burger. I hope you're wrong.
And you, sir, what is your opinion? Are the Autobots innocent or guilty?
Well, I used to think those metal guys were okay, you know? But after I seen those tapes...
Thank you, sir. Now, for another opinion?
For too long, these robots have wielded too much power on this planet. Now, let us rid ourselves of these meddlesome beasts!
Trust you will forgive this interruption, Your Honor. Please proceed with the trial.
Of course, Megatron. And now, Mr. Burger, you were saying...
Yes, Your Honor. I was present when the Autobots raided the oil fields. I watched them make Energon cubes with my own eyes.
You know, something really bugs me about Burger's testimony.
What's that, son?
I'm not sure, but... Try to stall him till I get back.
Spike, where are you going?
What? What's this?
Damage, stop him.
I knew there was something fishy. The Autobots never transformed. But it's still not proof.
This mask would fool Prime's own creator!
Starscream, this proves the Autobots are innocent. I've got to get back to the trial.
Up next is Megatron's Master Plan, Part 1. To synopsize this episode... We begin with the mayor of Central City unveiling a solar power station. Wow, Central City. Is the Flash going to be in the Transformers cartoon? Nah. Which was donated by the mayor's former opponent, Sean Berger. But it's not a solar power plant at all. It's a military installation holding Berger's personal army of tanks. These tanks attack Starscream and the rest of the Decepticon jets. The mayor calls in the Autobots. When they get there, they attack... The Decepticon jet. Starscream calls for Thrust to help him because he is getting his ass handed to him. The Decepticons retreat, and the mayor of the city wants to honor all the Autobots at a ceremony at City Hall. But the jealous Sean Berger demands that his guards get out, and he wants to... What... Holy shit, hold on, folks. Oh, okay, I know what it is. At Berger's office, he's very jealous and demands that his guards get out and that he wants to think. However, we see a cassette tape lying on his desk. He picks it up and looks at it when it transforms into Laserbeak. The birdbot grabs the man and flies off with him. When Laserbeak drops him off, Megatron tricks Berger into trusting him by telling him that the Autobots are the evil. Berger wants him to prove that and prove that the Autobots are evil. Megatron has a battle set up with evil Autobots, allowing Berger to film it and believe that the Autobots are truly evil. Berger has his cameraman interrupt the mayor's Autobot Day speech with the false tapes that they recorded. Everyone watches these tapes and turns against the Autobots. The mayor tells them not to leave the area, to which Optimus Prime replies, "We are going back to headquarters. You can reach us there." When the Autobots return to the base, Burger's tanks and troops surround the base and demand that they surrender. The Autobots surrender to the mayor, and a trial is held where they are found guilty and are banished from the planet Earth. Spike, however, is gathering evidence to prove the Autobots are innocent. Burger provides the spaceship that the Autobots board. We find Burger and the Decepticons at the Autobot base. The man wants to know why he and Megatron are there. Megatron tells him that he is changing the flight path and disabling the communications on the Autobot ship. They are no longer headed for Cybertron. They are heading straight into the sun to be destroyed. And that ends this first part of Megatron's master plan. Now for my thoughts on this episode. Wow. This episode was fucking amazing. Just explosive, unbelievable action happens here. This has to be the best plan Megatron has had so far in me watching these cartoons again. It makes it seem like the Autobots are headed for their doom.
Now nothing can save the Autobots! I've destroyed their computer's communications capability and retargeted them to the sun! They will become one with oblivion!
To be continued on tomorrow's The Transformers. Of the wealthy Sean Burger, Megatron tries to prove the Autobots are evil, but Spike discovers the tape is a Decepticon trick. However, before he can reveal the truth, the Autobots are found guilty and banished from Earth. Megatron reprograms Teletran 1, sending the Autobots on a one-way journey into the sun.
What was necessary?
But we lost and the Decepticons won! And we bought a one-way ticket to nowhere!
There's still time to change our minds!
Perhaps I did make the wrong decision. Cliffjumper, turn us around. We're going back to Earth.
The ship isn't responding.
What?
Major malfunction. Our course is locked in.
They've jammed our guidance system. Hound, check our destination.
At watch prime.
We're targeted for the sun.
Cosmos, link up with Teletran 1.
Negative prime, I can't interface.
Hey, my circuits are overheating.
We'll vaporize.
Cosmos, take action.
Like what?
If I knew, I'd do it myself.
I guess anything is better than nothing.
Well, any luck?
No.
We now return to the Transformers.
It's over. The Autobots are subatomic particles. Now, Burger, I believe we have a press conference to attend.
Well, Mr. Mayor?
This evidence is conclusive, Spike. How could we have been so stupid?
We gotta bring the Autobots back.
Well, I'm afraid that's impossible, but there may be something we can do.
Yes, thanks to my partner, Sean Berger.
Berger!
Traitor!
I don't believe it!
We've been working for a traitor!
Berger, you filthy swine!
Nothing is more stale than old news.
Shred my paycheck, Berger. I'm switching sides.
Yeah! Is anyone brave or stupid enough to oppose us? This city is under martial law, and I am the marshal.
I saw the end. They died in a cosmic funeral pyre.
You don't think what he said is true, do you?
There's not much room left for hope.
Oh, no.
All flesh creatures shall fill energon cubes at once.
The Autobots may be gone, but I still have to clear their names.
Spike!
Son! Don't! Spike, come back!
Laserbeak, Ravage, get him!
It is the end, the apocalypse, Berger. You all right, kid?
Compassion is for fools, Berger. You're going nowhere, boy.
Megatron, please don't hurt them.
Then why should I want to hurt them? Healthy slaves can do much more work. And you, Berger, do you still want your reward?
Yes.
Then you shall have it. Everything that you've earned.
If it hadn't been for your force field, Trailbreaker, we'd be molecules now.
You did well, Trailbreaker. Cosmos, put it in gear and let's get back to Earth. Cosmos, we're heading back toward the sun. What's the problem?
Sorry, Prime. My navigational systems are still controlled by Teletron 1. Spike, I've got to get to Autobot headquarters. Maybe I can get Teletran to help us out of this fix.
It's worth a try. I'll give you some cover.
It's not an Autobot, but it'll have to do.
That's it. That's my stop, thanks. Come on, Teletran. I need to know about the Autobot rocket. Who altered the flight plan? Megatron? The rocket was sent into the sun and... Oh, has been destroyed? Teletran, what about Cosmos? Has he been destroyed too? Please? What?
We miss you back at the power plant, human. Why are you here?
I...
You didn't come here just to see this leftover computer.
No, not Teletran! Stop! Don't! That's all we have left!
Why? It's just a bird on wreck!
You pile of reject parts, I'll...
Reject parts!
I should never have gone to Autobot headquarters. Now Teletran is destroyed.
Hey, Chip, you tried. Teletran wouldn't have been much help without the Autobots anyway.
Work.
Now there's no hope at all.
Hey, I got control back.
Teletran must have canceled the override.
I don't know who did what, but I don't care. We're heading back to Earth. I hope I have the fuel reserves.
Have you ever seen so much energy, Starscream?
Warning, strong energy transmissions detected.
Of course, from these generators, Soundwave.
Negative, Megatron. From primitive jet engines.
Jet engines?
Starscream, go in.
I anticipated your order, Megatron. Decepticons, transform!
As villains, so we too staged an illusion.
Decepticons, assemble for battle!
Autobots, transform!
And let's show them a little reality. No mercy!
Thank you.
no use! We're outnumbered!
We've lost the advantage!
There you go, Chip. Free.
Thanks, Ironhide.
Megatron's Master Plan, Part 2, is up next. To synopsize this episode, I kind of got lost in the episode because it's such a joy and thrill to watch, so the synopsis will be the shortest one yet. Basically, continuing from the previous episode, the Autobots are hurtling towards the sun. They realize this. They realize that the coordinates have been changed, but can do nothing about it at the time because Teletran still controls the ship and Cosmos. The Decepticons, they reveal to the humans that they are in fact evil and want to take over the world and drain it of energy, and drain it of the energy it possesses. Spike, Sparkplug, and Chip are all forced to work in an energy collecting factory, along with the rest of the humans. However, Spike creates a diversion so Chip can escape to Autobot headquarters. Megatron sees the boy escaping and sends thrust after him. Chip sneaks on the back of an outgoing truck and gets off the truck when it stops about a mile from the Autobot base. When he gets there, Chip realizes that Megatron has sabotaged Teletran 1. But Thrust bursts in and gets the boy back, but not before destroying the Autobot's computer. By destroying Teletran 1, this lifts the hold on the Autobot ship heading towards the sun. They then set coordinates to head back to Earth and expose the Decepticons. On Earth, the humans mount an attack on the Decepticons, but they fail. Then the Autobots arrive, and Megatron is appalled to see them. Optimus Prime says that their demise was an illusion, just like the illusion the Decepticons created to make the humans believe the Autobots be evil. A battle between the Autobots and Decepticons breaks out, and the Autobots end up beating them. Burger apologizes, but he still has a lot to answer for. Prime states that may justice be kinder to him than it was to the Autobots, and they roll for home. Now for my thoughts on this episode. This, I shouldn't have said up next, because this was the last episode of Episode 8, so my thoughts are, this was an excellent conclusion to the storyline. Everything was paid off. I didn't notice any sound or animation flubs at all. Actually, for a G1 episode, this two-part epic was very crisp with both the sound and animation. It is nice to see the new characters that they have been introducing throughout these episodes appear more and more, like Seaspray and Warpath. Well, that's all for this episode of the TFG1 podcast. Join me next time when I'll be reviewing 5 more episodes from Transformers Generation 1 Season 2. Those being The Desertion of the Dinobots Parts 1 and 2, Blaster Blues, A Decepticon Raider in King Arthur's Court, and The Golden Lagoon. Thank you for joining me on the TFG1 podcast. There are 4 ways to get in touch with me or leave feedback for the podcast. The first is that you can visit the PredaconEmpire.com forums and get all your Transformers discussion topics there. The second is that you can follow me on Twitter. My name on there is TFG1 Podcast. The third is that you can visit the Earth2.net forums. I have a thread over there for the podcast under the banter section. And the fourth is the email address, which is tfg1podcast@gmail.com. For now, I am Michael Blanchard, saying in the immortal words of Optimus Prime, transform and roll out. And thank you for listening. Until next time.